This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate it. Let's subscribe and follow the podcast. First on YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there as we get set for week 13 in the NFL. And as we do around this time every year, we start really honing in on the NFL MVP race. I wanted to give my updated top five with Saquon Barkley jumping so far into the conversation now that a lot of people, and I'll tell you if I'm one of them, believe he is the MVP of the league right now, if he deserves the award. The way I view it, there's five legitimate MVP candidates. Everybody else is really not a candidate. I mean, you can make a case someone come out of nowhere and kind of put themselves in the mix. But I view this as a five-horse race for the NFL MVP. Four quarterbacks, one running back, all on teams that will be in the postseason, all on teams that are fighting and jockeying for top position in their conference. I believe the ballot will consist of players that are primarily on the one and two seeds the way it usually is. I think it's an interesting year because statistically you can make the case for two or three players narratively, and what we know in the back of our head, you can make the case for the other two, but I also think some of their stats are well worth talking about as well. So let's dive into it right now. Here's how I would do my ballot. I'll go in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tell you how I have my ballot right now, why I have them there, and their case for the NFL MVP, and how I kind of view them right now in the prism of the season they're having, the league as a whole, and why I put them here. So number one for me, as I write down my updated NFL MVP ballot this morning, is Saquon Barkley. I've done a 180 on this. I now believe he's not only, obviously, a difference maker for the Eagles, but he is the MVP of the league. The best way I could frame it is so far this season, I believe he's been the best football player in the league. That's how great he has played this year. And I know his position is not as important in totality as a quarterback, but he is the driving force of the offense on a team that has won seven straight football games, on a team that is fighting for a number one seed. He is on pace to break the single season rushing mark. He could break the record for yards from scrimmage. It's going to be a matter of his body holding up and the Eagles pushing and allowing him to push for these records. But 2,000 yards, barring something surprising, let's just say the Eagles have to play out these next six games. They don't have that opportunity to walk into week 18 knowing their fate of the seeding, right? They're still fighting, still have a chance at the number one seed when everything kicks off at, let's say, 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock, whatever, on that last Sunday of the NFL season. Well, if that's the case, then Saquon Barkley absolutely should get to 2,000 yards. That's how great he's been. That's how relatively close he is right now to doing that. And to watch a couple things. One, yes, he gets a lot of yards before contact, but his rush yards over expectation are incredible. His ability to hit home runs is as good as any back, maybe since Barry Sanders, LaDainian Tomlinson, Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson. Yesterday the midday show, I reeled off the list of the best backs I've ever seen. I did had just a brain, cramp, and I forgot Marshall Faulk. But you kind of go through, it's Peyton, it's Emmett, it's Sanders, it's Faulk, it's Tomlinson, it's Peterson, it's McCaffrey, it's Saquon. He belongs in that conversation with what he's accomplished this year with the Philadelphia Eagles, coupled with what he did early in his career with the New York Giants. He's that great. He is that great of a football player. And he's playing at this kind of level right now that is rare. I mean, yards per carry over 6. He is adding something in the pass game. He does everything right now on the football field. And with the Eagles running the ball as much as they do, you know, their yards per attempt, their expected points added on runs is as good as some teams' passes. So typically, I'm not running back with the MVP guy. I haven't been for years. I did put McCaffrey in the mix last year because of the year he was having. But I would vote Saquon number one right now because of the impact he has on the driving force of a team that has won 7 straight football games and is at 9-2. Number two on my ballot will be Lamar Jackson. Won again last night, put up 30 points against a defense that had been really holding everyone down the entire season. He has 27 touchdown passes, only 3 interceptions. He ran for a touchdown last night. He has the most passing yards in the NFL this season. I don't believe the Ravens are going to get a 1 or a 2 seed, but they certainly are in the mix. I would still put them as the favorite to get a 3 seed and win their division. They'll be dangerous in the playoffs. We could get a Josh Allen and Lamar game up in Buffalo in the second round, which would be awesome to see. We have seen that playoff matchup once, but Lamar was not physically right in that game. And that was pretty much it. It was like 3-4 years ago now. As I try to think back, it was the second round game up in Buffalo where the Ravens lost to the Buffalo Bills. We could get that game, though. I just think Lamar has been lights out this season. He has played efficiently. He has played smart. They have a team where their offense is more of the driving force now compared to their defense. It's kind of flipped in Baltimore as the years have gone on. This is now an offensive team led by their quarterback with Henry playing, you know, the 1A or second fiddle. It's kind of like the opposite of the Eagles where it's Barkley playing 1A and then Jalen Hurts playing 1B. But Lamar has a legitimate claim to his third NFL MVP award, which would put him in rarefied air. He's high on my ballot. He is number two. He's got to win his division, though, to stay here. They have to keep winning football games. If they are a wild card team, I will drop Lamar Jackson. He will almost certainly still be on my ballot, and he'd be a top five guy. But I'm not putting a team that is a wild card team, you know, almost no matter what the quarterback does, a top two on a ballot. So I'll drop him if they don't win the AFC North. Big game and maybe MVP supremacy on the line. Saquon against Lamar coming up on Sunday in Baltimore. Number three, I'm putting Jared Goff. He is conducting the best offense. He has a team with the best record. He himself is number one in success rate, second in completion percentage, number one in yards per attempt. I feel like if this guy's name was Joe Smith and he popped in, you know, out of nowhere this year to play, and you didn't have a narrative already on him that he needs so much help, he's a game manager, McVay dumped him, you know, the Lions resurrected him. You know, if you didn't have all these thoughts on who Jared Goff was, I think he'd be more people's MVP. He's got an MVP resume. I mean, that leading the best offense, the best record in the league, number one success rate, second completion percentage, and really has only played 7 games. Tua currently has the number one completion percentage. So if you want to almost downgrade Tua because that statistic leading the NFL in completion percentage, well, he only earned it in 7 games. Meanwhile, Goff's done it over 11. Goff would be number one in completion percentage. I mean, number one in yards per attempt, number one completion percentage, number one success rate on a team averaging over 30 points a game and has the best record in the league. That's an MVP resume as the quarterback of that football team. Jared Goff is number three. The 5 interception game might ultimately cost him the MVP, the one he had against the Texans. If you take that out, like, let's just take that game out and just add up the numbers of all the other games. He probably has the highest passer rating too. And I think at that point, it would be difficult to deny him the award. Now, by season's end, because Lamar still has to play the Eagles this weekend, has to play the Steelers again, has to play the Texans, you know, I think there's a real chance that Jared Goff, even with a 5 interception game, leads the NFL in passer rating, which would be a remarkable achievement with a 5 interception game included in it. So that could be another, you know, feather in his cap if he gets there to the league-leading passer efficiency rating. I have him at number three on my list. So number one, Saquon Barkley. Number two is Lamar Jackson. Number three for me, I am going with Jared Goff. He has a resume that is clearly, clearly worthy of an NFL MVP award. Number four, and this guy's the favorite over at FanDuel Sportsbook, where I always get my odds from. It's a little surprising to me. It's Josh Allen. Look, I know Josh Allen had his moment last week, where he ran in for the touchdown and upended an undefeated Chiefs team. And he's having a very good season. He's third in QBR. He's only taken 13 sacks. But I don't know, statistically, Josh Allen doesn't have the profile to me of a MVP-level quarterback. Now he's going to play in some high-profile games down the stretch, already beat the Chiefs. He will play the 49ers this weekend. He'll play the Lions later in the year. They're going to cruise to a big record if they get the one seed over the Chiefs, which they have the tiebreaker now. That could certainly help vault Josh Allen up. And he could kind of put up the, we're the supreme team in the AFC this year. I led that team. All that's great. But I don't know. His case lacks a little bit to me statistically. And I know we give him extra credit because it feels like of all the contenders here, of all the players in the mix for the NFL MVP, he's currently the best player on the worst of these rosters. If I had to rank the rosters or the supporting casts, I probably would rank Jared Goff's supporting cast number one. I might rank the Eagles supporting cast, there's just talent on the roster, number two. Chiefs three, though that one's close. Chiefs and Ravens, 3-4, maybe Ravens have more talent across the board. And then and the Bills would be last. And it's clearly the most talented team of the teams these players play for is obviously the Lions. I mean, they have the most talent here to help out their player. Josh Allen is probably playing with the least. A lot of young guys, Shakir, it's more of a team that they transitioned over away from the old guard to the new guard, and he's helped carry that. So, I get his inclusion. I get why he's one of the favorites. I wouldn't put him as the favorite. I wouldn't put him as the vote. He's fourth on my list, but he's having a big-time year. And then fifth, and it feels weird to say it, on a team that's 10-1, on a team that is very likely to be the one seed, on a team that I look at their schedule. I know they have some challenging games, and they play close every week, so they're all, in a sense, challenging. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose many more football games, maybe one or two the rest of the season. They should blow the doors off the Raiders at home on Black Friday, a little revenge for Christmas last year. And Patrick Mahomes is number five for me. But if depending on where you see, what number you see, I saw 7-1, I believe, over at FanDuel Sportsbook. I can go check that. It might actually be an 8-1 for Patrick Mahomes for the NFL MVP. Depending on what the number you see is, I think Mahomes is actually a really interesting bet. But, let's play it out. Let's say Goff has one more tough game. Let's say Saquon slows down, gets banged up, Eagles rest him in week 18. All that kind of stuff is certainly in play for a running back. Let's say Josh Allen and the Bills do not get the one seed. And let's say Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are a wild card team and the Steelers win that division. Okay, let's play all that out. Well, and the Chiefs sit there at 15-1 with the best record in pro football. I think the quarterback of that team is certainly a huge MVP candidate. And he's 8-1 right now. And the gap between Allen and Mahomes doesn't make sense to me. The gap between Lamar and Mahomes doesn't make sense to me because I think people have missed the boat on this. Yes, early in the season, Mahomes wasn't playing super well, and him as the favorite or second favorite didn't make any sense. But now he's playing better, and they're still winning, and the storyline is there. Patrick Mahomes has 5 game-winning drives. Completion percentage, he's 4th. Touchdown passes, he's 6th. Success rate, he's 6th. QBR, 6th. I think there's been this thought like, he's having a very mediocre season. He's the 16th best quarterback in pro football this year, statistically. He's not. That narrative is, if it's still there, you got to throw it away. His last 5 games, he had a tough game statistically against the 49ers. They won on the road. He ran for a big play late, which he always seems to do, but he threw 2 picks in that game. His numbers were not good. And that was kind of a stretch of, 5 of the first 6 or 7 games where it was like a lot of blah numbers, a lot of passer ratings in the 80s. Well, last 5 games, Mahomes has a 71% completion, a 103 passer rating. He's heating up here. I think you better get on this train before it leaves the station. He's heating up. It wouldn't surprise me if he closes very strong, maybe as strong as he has statistically since 2022, and they're going to win 14 or 15 games. I don't know if he wins the award. The other guys might just – the narrative may have set in that this isn't a Mahomes MVP year. But if those other things happen – Ravens end up a wild card. Goff has one more pick-filled game. Saquon gets banged up or the Eagles pull back his usage because they want to try to win the Super Bowl this year and then want to run him into the ground. And Josh Allen and the Bills just settle into the 2 seed and his numbers aren't overwhelming, then I think there's a real chance Mahomes steals it. So 8-1 right now. He'd be 5th, but I think it's a live dog at 5th. So I go Saquon as my number one on my ballot. I go Lamar Jackson 2, Jared Goff 3, Josh Allen 4, Patrick Mahomes 5. That is my updated MVP ballot. I really don't see much of a case for anybody else to be part of this. The next closest over at FanDuel's odds is Justin Herbert 33-1, Jalen Hurts 40-1, Sam Darnold 50-1, Joe Burrow 60-1. I don't see it. Jordan Love 65-1, Daniel 75-1. I really don't see the case for anybody else to win the NFL MVP this season besides the players that we just discussed. I mean, those five are separated, and I believe one of those five will win the 2024 NFL MVP. They're all interesting bets depending on when you got them. I have a 25-1 on Goff preseason. I have a 150-1 on Saquon in season. And I am considering right now the Mahomes angle at 8-1. I mean, 8-1 on a quarterback that is heating up and might torch the Raiders on Black Friday. You might see me put that one in as well. Just have a portfolio of three of these guys for the NFL MVP this season. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. A lot to come on the podcast for us this week, even though it is a holiday week. NFL picks. We'll dive into some trades the Phillies could make as the baseball offseason is about to heat up again. Offers are in a Soto. Phillies, unfortunately, don't seem to be actually in the mix at all for Juan Soto. It's just like a mirage. And of course, some more on the NFL week 13 with picks. And, you know, we'll talk as well about the Super Bowl and who can win it this season. How many teams actually have a real chance. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.